Aloha, everybody, and welcome to another installment of the Pod Squad. Chad Blair with Honolulu Civil Beat. Reporter Nathan Eagle joining me today.
Hey, Chad. How are you?
I'm good. Nathan covers... Well, what do you cover for us?
A little of everything, Chad, but
you
mostly
really
environment. Environments focusing on the oceans in particular, and then state government and politics and all that fun stuff. So.
Well, you're the perfect guy to have here because we have a special guest who has been on the show before. It's Taylor Ching. She is the director of the Doris Duke Theater. Hello, Taylor.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me again.
Oh, it's great to have you on. The reason we're having Taylor and Nathan on is to talk about the environment, in particular, two very important documentaries. We are going to be showing free screenings later this month. I'll give you the details shortly. One of them is called Chasing Ice, and the other one's called Chasing Coral. And you can kind of guess from the titles what they might be about. These will be held respectively Saturday, August 26th, Sunday, August 27th at Doris Duke. And Doris Duke is located where, Taylor, for our listeners?
It's located at the Honolulu Museum of Art at 900 South Barataria Street downtown.
That's right. And there's a parking lot, or not right next door, right
there
behind.
There is on Barataria Street, which is paid parking, or for free parking, there's a parking lot on Kinau Street.
Right. And then after that, each showing, there's going to be a post-screening panel moderated by some pretty distinguished guests, a lot of folks from UH, people that are experts on the environment and what we can do.
Awesome panels.
I could name the names, but there's too many to mention. Maxine Burkett, for one, UH Law School. She's terrific. Who should I name, Taylor?
Well, for Chasing Ice, there's Maxine Burkett, expert in climate law. We have Camila Mora of the Mora Lab.
Sure.
He's awesome, who I interviewed. I did a profile on him, actually,
amazing.
A couple years ago. He's great.
Amazing. And I think there's also Malia Nobrega Oliveira of the LAMA Project, and moderated by Matthew Lynch of the Sustainability Office. For Chasing Coral, another distinguished lineup of speakers. I think there's Dr. Robert
Richmond
of the Kualoa Marine Laboratory. There's Shaley Matsuda of the Gates Coral Lab, as well as Josh Stanbro.
I know Josh, sure.
Yeah.
Actually, Maxine's husband.
Oh, brilliant.
Anyway, the reason we're doing this is because everybody outside of the White House is talking about climate change, talking about global warming, what is happening to the ice shelves in the Antarctic and the Arctic, what is happening to our coral reefs, particularly here in Hawaii, as well as the Great Barrier Reef in Australia and so many more. And briefly, I'm just going to tease about these two documentaries. Chasing Ice, this is following a National Geographic photographer, goes to 30 different places on Earth, three continents, to gather visual evidence of the melting ice. And of course, a big chunk of ice, what, about the size of Delaware, just broke off not long ago? I want to say that was in, was the Antarctic or the Arctic?
I forget which one, but it was massive.
I think it was Antarctic, the Southern Pole. And as you can imagine, the quality of National Geographic. And then Chasing Coral, you can just imagine that. Same filmmakers follow a group of coral experts to capture our changing oceans. And I'm just going to very briefly see if I can get my computer to actually capture this teaser sound from Chasing Coral. And here I go.
Most people stare up into space with wonder. Yet we have this almost alien world on our own planet. So we're sending two teams to put cameras down and capture this bleaching event.
And it's dead as far as you can see.
We don't have any time to waste.
Aren't you excited? Wasn't that cool? And you can't even see the images. Of course, we're doing a podcast, so there's no visual. But what I'm looking at, and you can see all of this, by the way, on the Honolulu Museum website. That's honolulumuseum.org. You can see the trailers for both films and get as excited as we are about these two films. Taylor, why are we doing this? What is the purpose for this?
So in June, we at the museum started reassessing the programs that we had supporting content addressing climate change, and we really wanted to implement a more thoughtful, more consistent, stronger program supporting content addressing environmental sustainability. And Chasing Coral and Chasing Ice are unique in that they're part of this legacy that you can find in the very beginning of cinema, where you have photographers like Edward Muybridge documenting through a series of still images, the movement of like animals
and
humans.
Oh, the horses.
Humans.
I remember the famous.
Yeah. And so in Chasing Ice, you see a legacy of that, except these photographers are using these series of still images to document the melting of the ice caps and the bleaching of coral. And they're using cameras in very courageous and innovative ways to be able to tell environmental narratives in order to shift perspectives of the impact of global warming to the general public and making it more personal, making it tangible.
Let's go to our backyard right here. Nathan, you're not only an environmental reporter, government reporter, but you're also a diver.
Yeah.
You love being in the ocean. If you go to his Facebook page, you're going to see all sorts of pictures of coral and his wife swimming and wonderful images.
She's a mermaid.
She's a mermaid. In fact, Nathan is married to a mermaid. But what are you seeing right here in our own backyard? What you've heard from the experts, what you've seen actually in the water yourself, how serious is this?
It's incredibly serious. I mean, there are some hope spots, but it's also just a barren wasteland in different places. We were just out diving, free diving off the coast of Kona, which was hit by a couple coral bleaching events. And you just dive down at, 20, 30 feet and just start looking down. It looks like a desert of dead coral. It's just really, really sad. But then again, you can go to other places and it's teeming with life. It looks fantastic. So that's, I think, a big thing that scientists are trying to figure out now.
Trying to figure out why here and why not there. And
absolutely, yeah. So like I had the opportunity recently to sit down with Ruth Gates, who's featured in the film. She's totally cool. She's an awesome person. So she had a chance to show me like what kind of cool experiments they're working on, assisted evolution, they call it. So there was a big bleaching event, as you guys, I'm sure, are familiar in Kaneohe Bay. They're trying to breed the corals that survived that bleaching event. Same species, side by side. Some died, some survived. So they're taking the ones that survived, breeding those with others that survived, making super corals. And now they're trying to actually put them on what she calls environmental treadmills to then make them even hardier so that maybe we can then start transplanting these and help some areas recover.
There is some indication that coral reefs, if are tended to, can actually recover and even thrive again.
Yeah, absolutely. Coral bleaching doesn't mean it's dead. What happens is the algae expels from their bony skeletons. It's a stress response. They get too warm or they get too cold and they don't like it at all. And they're like, the algae that has this like symbiotic relationship with it is like, I'm out of here.
I do the same thing.
Exactly.
No, I'm making fun of it, but I think you've actually shown these images in our office, and you were working on a story about this.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're partnering with weather.com, actually. We've got a big piece coming out. I'm not sure exactly quite when yet, but it's getting really close, and fortunately I had a lot of the scientists and folks to give me their time so I can share their expertise with our readers.
Well, speaking of partnerships, Taylor, we should probably talk a little bit about how we came about to pay for this whole thing. I wonder if you might talk about the EACH Foundation. That's EACH. Maybe you can tell us about that group.
Yeah, so the EACH Foundation is incredible. They are allowing the Honolulu Museum of Art and Silva Beat to partner to present these films and to craft conversations around the films for the community. The EACH Foundation is dedicated to supporting critical public nonprofit organizations who are in these unique verticals of education, art, environment, community, much, much more, in fact. And we are just really fortunate to be able to have their support and to continue these conversations using art as a platform.
EACH Foundation is out of San Francisco, and they're focused on civic-minded social entrepreneurs. They give money to charitable groups. And here's what it stands for. You'd think it would just be four letters, but in fact, it's more than that. Education, environment, arts, animals, children, community, health, and homeless. So it's
EACH.
Right. And we're very grateful to them for helping not only to sponsor what we're going to be showing, Chasing Ice and Chasing Coral, later this month, but also I think they're going to help enable future screenings. Is that right?
Yes, yes. And so we are in the conversation of mapping out how we're going to continue these types of partnerships.
Very cool.
You know, I was teasing Nathan. I was reviewing all our stories that we did last year because we always look through the year and decide, what should we nominate for awards and how did we all do? And I said, Nathan, I can't believe how much you wrote about fish last year, which is, of course, related to coral. But that's another thing that you're very focused on. You've even done some traveling, I know, to Fiji. You have another trip planned later on. Papua New Guinea, is that right?
It's still being in the works.
Still being in the works. Well, I don't want to blow that one just yet. But tell me what we're seeing in terms of our fish stocks. What is happening with man's contribution, man's carbon emissions into the planet? What's happening with our fish?
Well, they're struggling. Different species are performing differently. There's the tuna, for instance, that we all love in our poke bowls. How did the fishery council person put it? Sustainably overfished?
They're sustainably overfished. Well, that seems like an oxymoron.
Well, yeah, so they're a lot lower levels than they would be without fishing, but they're not really declining too bad that it's being a concern. So environmental groups are kind of like, hey, they need to come up a lot. The fishermen are like, you know, they're low, but they're not low to the point of extinction. So there's this real struggle going on what to do with it, how to manage them.
And of course, right now there's a push by some, Westpac, I'm thinking of, that they should be able to expand into sensitive areas, for example, Papahanaumokuakea, mm-hmm. The Marine Monument north of the Hawaiian Islands, part of the Hawaiian Islands, saying that, no, we need to have more fish. It's a business, it's an industry and so forth, but some concerns as to whether they, in fact, might not be heeding the concerns of scientists.
That's absolutely right. And a lot of the scientists happen to just point out, like, okay, the monument has been in existence for 10 years. It's been expanded, which Obama quadrupled it.
Four times more, yeah.
Yep.
So George Bush actually was the president who inaugurated it.
In 2006, right. And so they just point at simple numbers. Okay, it's created, it's expanded, but you're still catching your quota limit at a record pace. So are you okay?
No, and you're making me feel guilty for eating pokey.
It's delicious, though.
It is. Well, let's bring this back home to Taylor at the Doris Duke Theater. It seems a little interesting that a museum, I mean, you're focused primarily on Asian and Hawaiian art and so forth,
sure.
And here you're focused on showing environmental films. Why the change in direction?
Well, you know, if you understand the very basic concept that art is a reflection of the times and what's happening now, you can't ignore the issues of global warming and climate change. Also, sort of going back to these films as art pieces and these images.
I hadn't thought about it that way. Visual art.
Yeah, and these images that these filmmakers and camera technicians are capturing, from an aesthetic perspective, it's beautiful, it's mesmerizing, at the same time morally horrific when you think of the subtext of it all. And that's really what makes the conversation around these images and these films that much more important. That's why we're really thrilled to be able to partner with Civil Beat, to be able to facilitate elevated conversations, to put these images into context about how it affects us locally and what we can do locally. And so it really is this marriage of bringing art and people together to have engaged conversations about things that are really, in fact, close to home. And I think that blurred line, maybe so to speak, of art and civic engagement and art and, you know, the environment, that's a line that should be blurred. And we're really proud to sort of, you know, play in this kind of territory.
Blurred but sharply in focus. It's a big screen at Doris Duke, as I recall, but it's fairly intimate theater.
Yeah, it's you know, it's 280 seats. I think that's one of, like, the great parts of our theater, is that it is intimate. And then it does allow for these conversations in a way that's, I think, very welcoming. And it opens up the conversation really nicely. Yeah.
Well done. Let's recap. Chasing Ice, Chasing Coral. They will be shown respectively Saturday, August 26th, Sunday, August 27th. They are free, thanks to the Each Foundation and Civil Beat and Doris Duke Theater. And there will be a post-screening moderated panel with a distinguished group of panelists. We mentioned them earlier. And you can all see it, and I hope you'll make time to see it. And by the way, Taylor, did we name the time when it's actually showing for these films?
You're right. We didn't. It is at 1 p.m. on both days, August 26th and 27th.
Okay, good, because that's important.
Yeah.
Taylor, thanks for coming on again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we're going to have you back.
So much fun.
You're such a pro. And Nathan, get back in the water.
I will.
Put that wetsuit on and go do your thing. Okay, I should very briefly remind you to visit us at civilbeat.org and follow us on Twitter and Facebook and for the Pod Squad and Honolulu Civil Beat. Chad Blair, fellow ocean lover. I can go back swimming at Kaimana now that Rocky and Kaimana are gone, but I miss them already.
So cute.
Take care and aloha, everybody. Mm-hmm.